It is actually very unfortunate that we have some people who are still trying to resort to violence. It has been actually our desire, and it will continue to be our desire, to have peace. And this is our commitment. Everything from our president, President Salva Kiir, he has been calling for peace in Sudan and also in southern Sudan. And that's what we are actually telling all the militias, to come and join us so that we can actually build this new nation.
Are you calling on these militia groups to join the army? What capacity do they join the peace efforts to build a new South Sudan, as you just said?
Well, South Sudan is actually a big land. It is actually the size of Uganda, Kenya, Rwanda, and Burundi put together. And the population of southern Sudanese is only 12 million. So we have a large land. We have a lot of resources. We have oil. And we have the army. So all of these people who are actually allowing themselves to be used should not allow themselves to be used. We have plenty of resources for all of us. So that's why we have been actually calling for them to join forces so that they can actually fit into the SPLA and be integrated. And we are in the process of integrating them so that they can be a part of the new army that we are going to have comes July 9th. So we are actually for a peaceful means, and they should actually join forces. Resorting to violence is not going to help us. It is not going to help them. It is not going to help our country.
Ezekiel, will your government engage these militia groups to address their concerns? Will your group engage them?
Yes, we have been engaging them, and we will continue to engage them. And their concerns are being addressed because if those who are soldiers, the concern of a soldier is to be recognized and integrated and get their privileges in the army. And that's we have been doing that since 2006 until now. We have been doing it. And that's why we are saying their concerns and their grievances are being addressed. I don't think it is actually about their concerns. It is about allowing themselves to be used by somebody who is not actually interested in having peace in southern Sudan.
Do you have proof if you said somebody is being used to create confusion there? What do you mean by that?
You know, the National Congress Party, headed by President Bashir himself, we have a lot of documents that we have presented to the UN Security Council last month. And then we have been actually having all this information all along, that the National Congress Party, especially himself, President Bashir, his main objective is to see southern Sudan not stable at all. And that's why they are arming, training, and providing ammunition to all the militias, starting with George Athor, with David Yao Yao, with Abdel Baghi Aye, Peter Gadeda, now with some people who are actually trying to create havoc in southern Sudan. So we are telling the North to stop this. Or we are also capable of actually having this tit for tat. But this is not going to help us. We are telling them to stop this so that we will have a very excellent, good relation with the North so that we can share resources. But if they are actually going to resort to this destabilization factor, then definitely it will also lead us not even to have relations with the North.
Talking about the North, have you officially protested to the North about some of these concerns that you have raised? And what has the UN said about some of these documentation that to you is proof?
We have actually presented those documents to the UN Security Council, and the UN Security Council delegated the United Nations mission in Sudan to investigate and report to the Council why the North is destabilizing the South. And also we have been protesting to President Bashir. My president, President Salva, has been actually confronting Bashir on all this information, that it is not going to help them if now they are moving toward two states, and we are committed to making sure that these two states are viable states. So destabilizing any of the state by any person in each state will not help us to have these two viable states. The Northern Sudan is going to lose 75% of their resources, all your revenues that they have been getting from the South. So they need our help to help them in their economy. But if they are going to continue on that path, it is going to be very difficult for us to help them.
So what is the step forward in resolving these problems with the militia fighting the SPLA?
Well, we have two tracks. One, we will dialogue with them, and President Salva has been making it very clearly that the amnesty is still valid. They can actually join the process, and they can be actually pardoned. They have been pardoned. So we will continue to dialogue with them through peaceful means, and then until we achieve that. Second to that, we are also appealing to the National Congress Party to stop supporting those militias. And the third option is that if all of these are actually going to fail, then definitely as a nation we are committed to protect our civilians, and then we will confront anybody who is actually jeopardizing the national security of our Southern Sudan nation.
Has any of the militia groups been arrested for destabilizing the peace, if I may ask?
General Gabriel Tanginya and General Thomas Mabodol, they are, as we speak now, they are in the custody of the SPLA.
So what will be done to them now that they have been apprehended or they have been arrested by the SPLA?
Definitely, this is actually a legal issue now. It is not actually anymore a fighting issue. Definitely, we will actually deal with them legally. But of course, we are in the process of integrating them before. Then it should not be actually a war at all that they are apprehended. They are actually in the custody of the SPLA. And as we speak, I was informed officially that they will be treated fairly, and the process of integration of their forces will also be finalized.